You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are with twins Nushin and Nagar Shabab. They are cybersecurity experts from Kaspersky Lab and PSNC Group who look to both redefine the way women are seen in the cybersecurity space and bridge the talent shortage with Gen Z. Ladies, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Hello, thank you for having us.
And you're both certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you both today. So for starters, if you would tell our audience, Nushin, a little bit about how you both happened to fall into the cybersecurity industry. Again, Nushin first and then Nagar.
Sure. I think it started from school when we were studying in middle school and then high school. We started getting interested in computer science. We learned a few programming languages, and we were always fascinated by problem solving in like math problems and computer science problems. And then when we graduated from school, we went to university. We both studied IT engineering at university, and then after finishing the university, we were looking for a job. Then we found a role in cybersecurity. Yeah, so it was somehow by chance finding a role in cybersecurity for both of us that we got more interested after doing the entry challenges and working in this area.
I'd be curious, do you both approach cybersecurity differently or pretty much on the same page in regards to your approach?
So when we first started the company we joined, they were developing an antivirus product. So we both started as junior malware analysts. We started working on like basic malwares and like viruses for Windows operating system. And then what I can say we approached to differently was to find like different things that we were more interested in. Like we, after some time, we started working on different parts of the job, and we found different things that we liked more, each of us. Maybe Nagar can explain more. Yeah, so we found our own interests in different parts of the in different types of the malware. So I started working on focusing on non-executable malwares and developing some modules to support this area. That's why I'm doing application security, which is a combination of my interest in malware, in security, and in programming. Yeah, that's it.
I'm sure you have some good input here. What is your biggest frustration when it comes to trying to explain cybersecurity to people?
I think maybe one thing that I can say is that most of the people that I talk to, non-technical people in our field, is that people don't still get the safety and security of being online that seriously. So they usually it's a bit difficult to explain to people how you should treat your online accounts or your information online as important, as sensitive as your home or your physical assets. So maybe, yeah, I can, this is what's the biggest frustration for me when talking to people about cybersecurity. To me, I found it a bit challenging to teach people that the security, information security is more about the people than the machines. Like some people think that it's the machine responsibility to take care of their security, but it's not. Like it's more about how we manage to secure our data and secure our systems.
And certainly do appreciate greatly your input there today. We're joined by both Nushin and Nigar Shabab. They are cybersecurity experts from Kaspersky Lab and PS&C Group, who look to both redefine the way women are seen in the cybersecurity space and bridge the talent shortage with Gen Z here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, ladies, in a competitive climate, what is it about Kaspersky Lab that you feel sets it apart from other industry leaders?
I think for me, working as a part of the Kaspersky team is how we look at our job as our lifestyle, and how we are passionate about doing what we are doing. It's not just about delivering results. It's more about doing everything as best as we can, and trying to help everyone to be safe and to understand how they can protect their network, their systems, and their company from cyber attacks and cyber threats. There are lots of companies or like research groups out there, but I think that's what defines Kaspersky Lab for me.
In conclusion, what is your best advice to the average listener who just wants to feel safe when spending time online? We'd love to hear your input here.
Sure. The best advice that I can give to your audience is to make sure that you don't put everything, every sensitive information and every personal picture or personal data online on your online accounts, and make sure that what you put online is accessible for many people that you might not want it. So it's very simple. Just try to be cautious when you are online, when you want to share something online. What I can add to this is how you need to keep your password safe. There are very good practices for creating a strong password and how to keep it safe and not reuse it, and maybe using password managers or many different good security practices.
Well, Nushin and Nigar, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today, and certainly appreciate what you do in this space. We certainly need people like you in the cybersecurity space. If listeners wanted to get further information on either one of you or your companies who you represent, where is the best place to find these details?
So we have kaspersky.com.au for more information. We have different kind of blogs on Kaspersky Lab that people can check and see regular blog posts or information about new cyber threats. We have securelist.com, which has more technical and more comprehensive reports about cyber attacks, and we have blog.kaspersky.com with more general information about online safety and cyber threats in general. And both of us are active in Twitter, so we are more than happy to be reached out and answer any questions.
Well, ladies, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. All the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having us. We enjoyed our discussion today. Thank you.
And you're both more than welcome. We've been speaking with twins Nushin and Nigar Shabab, cybersecurity experts from Kaspersky Lab and PS&C Group, who look to both redefine the way women are seen in the cybersecurity space and bridge the talent shortage with Gen Z. And for all the details, visit kaspersky.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.